Hey y'all, this is Nita and you're listening to Underground. So today's episode, we're going to talk about dubstep and trap music. It's a very unique kind of underground genre and we're going to dwell on it with Earl the Kid. He's going to share with us his production techniques. He's toured and played all over the world and is also known for bringing people donuts on his gigs.
Hey y'all, how's it going?
Thank you for letting me join.
So basically, you're known for this really cool underground sound of trap and dubstep. And I also read that you started making music at the age of 17. So how did it all start for you?
Well, I mean, I've started just as a hobby, you know, playing, you know, birthday parties and house parties. And then after that, I just saw myself like so driven about my passion about music. So I started to make a living out of it.
What kind of music inspired you to like start? And when you started like at the age of 17, like what were you into and how did like it bring you to becoming the artist that you are today? Like how did your music evolve?
Well, I'm coming from the death metal scene. So something, you know, heavy as fuck. But then I started to think how I can merge that with electronic music. And the middle ground between heavy metal music or yeah, even like black metal or death metal and electronic music is actually dubstep. I just found myself in between and I would just say, okay, let's do it.
So I also read that you moved to London and that's where you found your, you know, inspiration and space to being the kind of artist that you are. So how did Earl the Kid project like come into being?
No, if this question is technically like where I'm from, I'm not going to tell you where I'm from. None of the information about me, they're real. But even though, like, if you Google my name,
yeah,
some people, they're speculating about my age and my nationality. Is all wrong. Some of the interviews, I was actually giving the wrong answer on purpose. To be honest with you, like, music doesn't have to have necessarily a face. So I'd rather to be recognized for my music instead of, like, my baby face, you know?
Yeah. Also, what door do you use to produce music?
Oh, FL Studio. I've started, even though I've started with Logic, yeah, Logic Pro 9 back in the days, but then I switched with to FL Studio.
Do you have like any go-to plugins when you like produce something that makes it signature you or like just, you know, like what do you go about when you're making music?
Well, like in terms of like synthesizers, like I, of course, use Serum. Mm-hmm. Then I think it's like one of the most complete plugins that that we can actually use. But in terms of like equalization, mixing and all of that, in terms of like effects, like the, I think in my opinion the best reverb is called Valhalla. It's like a VST plugin. Okay. You have different kind of like reverbs and mostly of the stock plugins, because to be honest with you, you don't need like the super technologic stuff to make good music. You know, if you can actually use three or four plugins and you master them, you're good to go.
Yeah. What have been like your biggest highlights in your career so far? Things that, you know, unforgettable.
Oh, that I'm actually still alive. For some reason, yeah, probably that's the biggest highlight. Yeah.
Okay.
I feel grateful and blessed, you know, that I can manage to open my eyes in the morning and look at the ceiling.
So yeah, that's lovely. I think
that's the best highlight. So fuck all of the, you know, numbers, you know, like how many releases, like how many millions of streams you got,
like
how many
emotionally,
shows.
Emotionally, if you've had any highlights in your career, I'm sure you must have so many. Like the ones that really...
Yeah, I have so many, so I can't name one specifically. Well, the only one that came up to my mind is actually, you know, to be alive, you know, and to keep grinding and kicking, you know?
Yeah, totally. And I want to ask you this first. What's the deal with donuts?
I know that this question was coming. I already answered to this question like multiple times though, because like who doesn't love donuts? That's everybody true. Loves donuts. So some of them, they think, oh, I'm on a diet, I cannot eat donuts.
They
but trust
it.
Me exactly.
Okay, so it's basically your way of bringing people together along with your music.
Yeah, 100%. You know, it's something that I also would love to give back to the community. You know, if somebody supports my music and loves my, kind of like my concept, my idea and my vision about the music industry.
Right.
It's good for me to give something back, you know, that they can actually taste, you know.
Yeah. So. And what kind of advice would you give, like, to people who are relatively new in the scene and, you know, just about starting, or, you know, just been there for like a year or two? What would you like?
Well, my advice would be straight away, don't do it for money. Do it for, you know, for expressing yourself. You know, don't chase money or fame. It's something so materialistic and superficial.
Yeah.
I've seen loads of people making music just, you know, or to get laid or to get money.
Right.
You know, I was one of them. When I was like 13 years old, I was starting like a heavy metal band to have sex with girls, you know, but it didn't work out, you know, so.
So it started with you being in a band, and then you went into like electronic music.
Correct. Yeah. I was super young.
So basically, what do your parents think about your music? Do they get it?
Yeah, they love it. They don't listen to it like on a daily basis.
Right.
But they're super proud of me. They've always been supportive in everything that I was doing.
Have you ever had a moment in your life as an artist where you felt like you wanted to give up, or, you know, just like a low? And if you did, how did you get out of that?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Like, I'm facing that challenge every single day.
Really?
Because, you know, the music industry is like it's a tough place, you know, and there is always somebody out there that is better than you.
Yeah. That is
bigger than you anyway. But then again, you got to focus on what you got now in order to make a better future, rather than just being 100% focused on the future, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that totally makes sense.
Yeah, you got to make some moves, you know, straight away, little steps together. Don't jump on conclusions or stuff that you cannot handle.
Right.
Because let's be honest, everybody wants to be famous, right? Only few of them they can actually handle means to be on top. I'm not saying I'm on top. I'm not on top at all. Like, I'm just like in the weird limbo in between of being an upcoming and famous, but I'm not famous. And trust me, next year I'm gonna be on tour in India. Okay. Yeah, you know, okay, I'm actually doing like super spontaneously. Uh-huh. I can challenge you about my donut challenge. So one day we're gonna meet when I'm gonna be on tour in India, and then we're gonna eat donuts together. Yeah,
totally. Nice. Okay, so this was really fun. Thank you so much for coming on board and giving me your time.
Nice one. No, it was actually super funny. Thank you so much for having me.
So that was Earl the Kid. And if you guys have any sort of questions, or if you just want to send a message, you can send a voice message by clicking on the link below. Or you could also message me on my Instagram handle, which is @NadaChakraborty, @NidaChakraborty. Until next time, thank you so much for tuning in.